He is our standard of measurement. Have you a standard of measurement?
If you believe in Jesus and you have the faith to continue to believe in the miracles of Jesus, there's your standard. There's your standard that surpasses all other standards that we can measure. We have time measurement. We have different types of standards that we all go by. But the one standard we should be all focusing in on is the standard that excels all other standards, and that is the fullness of Christ. How close are we to Christ? What would Jesus do? But how many times have we had the opportunity to serve and we didn't? We fell short of the measurement at that time. Things are not going our way at all. Why should I believe in God? He hasn't done anything for me. And then the next day, something happens and you say, wow, how did I ever doubt? How did I ever doubt? And you get filled up and you have filled and you want to give it out.
Do something that's probably out of our realm of wanting to do, but we do it anyway, and after we've done it, it feels good. It feels good. Doesn't it encourage you to go out and do more? Doesn't it encourage you to go and be measured by the standard of Jesus? None of us are going to be perfect in this world. We can admit that. If you're perfect, you can go ahead and leave now. But none of us are perfect. But what we are is we are a living and recyclable and rejuvenating creature made in the likeness of God to be used as an instrument for God through Jesus Christ. Jesus is our standard. Let us pray.